Martin Hart, Cheyenne
Members
River
of the
Seaside,
Shichangu Youth Council read names of the children who died while attending the Rapid City Indian Boarding School. The annual ceremony starts in Sioux Park, located in West Rapid City. Amy Sazu is the executive director of Remembering the Children, the group that puts on the annual event. She says it's a commitment to the children.
Their families didn't forget them, but this community did. This community forgot that at least 50 children died while attending a school here. And that's important. That's the healing. And that's part of, you know, the division or the differences in community members or people not understanding why things are the way they are.
Bessie Bear Arm Nicholas.
Hundreds walk about a mile from Sioux Park to the memorial site on a parcel of land just west of the boarding school property, where there are unmarked graves. In 2017, a group of researchers identified the 50 children who died while attending the school. Borders of the boarding school stretched from Bacon Park to Canyon Lake. Researchers also discovered a congressional land transfer that moved a large swath of the land along Rapid Creek from tribal control to churches, schools, and the National Guard. Heather Dawn Thompson was one of the researchers on the project.
Folks didn't even bother to write down their names when they passed away or to let their families know what had happened to them. So by being able to share this history together, we're able to not only honor and remember those children, but also move forward in a really positive way together as a community.
The memorial site is still under development. A sculpture will get installed in the summer of 2025. That will kick off a series of artworks for the memorial site set to get installed during the next decade.
Female child number 2, unknown, age unknown, date of death 1919.
For National Native News, I'm Lee Strubinger in Rapid City.